BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Today, the whole show is about a bridge at Fleet Services on the M3 being named after me. Just a small town boy from Eastleigh with big dreams.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
And I believe I can now, with this technology in front of me, go straight over to the M3. Hello, Chris Stark.
Hello, Scott Mills. Oh, what a day to be alive, eh?
Are you in Hampshire right now?
I'm at Fleet Services right now. So your bridge is actually towards the back of the services. I'm on the southbound side, and I'm kind of overlooking the massive entrance to the bridge, which they've tastefully decorated with a balloon arch.
There's not a balloon arch.
Mate, you've got a balloon arch. I'm looking at where your plaque is going to be. It's currently covered by curtains. There is just such a tense but exciting atmosphere here at Fleet Services on the M3.
And is the crowd building for the bridge opening?
I'd say it's building slowly.
Okay.
As in there's no one here yet.
No, but we've got a couple of hours until it actually happens, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. But you can feel the tension in the air. Obviously, all the staff here at Fleet Services are very excited. Apparently, it's one of the biggest things that's happened here in years.
I can imagine. Jordan in Birmingham says, "You and your bridge are overshadowing my 21st birthday, but I'll forgive you if you give me a shout-out. Happy birthday, Jordan. Sorry about this." Also, Liam says, "I'm just approaching Fleet in my car on the way to London. Will I see it flashing in fairy lights?" No, but if you stop at the services, because we need some people there, you will see a balloon arch.
Oi, so get this, Scott. You know, it's such a big occasion, this. What I thought I would do is I'd arrange for some suitably exciting music for you to play at your end. You'll love this.
Really?
Yeah, so what I need you to do is if you look at the screen in front of you and click on the folder marked Scott Mills Bridge.
Okay.
And then just click opening and give this a listen. How good is this?
Opening, right?
Opening.
Now. From the civil parish in the Heart District of Hampshire, this is the Scott Mills Bridge Opening Ceremony, live from Fleet Services on the M3. Get involved. Hashtag Scott's Big Opening.
Oh, Chris, you shouldn't have.
Here we go, Scott. Let's make this a massive thing today. It's your bridge. It's being opened here, Fleet Services on the M3. What a day.
Oh, this music makes it really exciting, doesn't it?
You know what I mean, mate. We're going to pull out all the stops for this one, if you're keen.
OK, well, listen, what are you going to do? Because I've got to play some songs and that, and also not much happening at the moment. But you're just going to stay there and soak up the atmosphere.
I'm going to soak up the atmosphere, and also I'm going to try and eat as much food from this service station as I can, starting with fried chicken.
You've not got a bucket, have you?
I've got a bucket coming.
Right, OK. Are you just going to eat your way around Fleet?
I'm going to give it a go. Well, look, you might as well. It's like being on holiday at Fleet Services. It's awesome. But, mate, your balloon arch is glistening in the sunlight right now.
I know. I mean, we've got a beautiful day for a bridge opening right here.
Oh, what a day. What a day. Are you excited?
Yeah, I am. I'll speak to you in a minute, all right?
All right, mate.
This is the Scott Mills Bridge Opening Ceremony. Live from Fleet Services on the M3.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've just put this on my Instagram, but if you go on Google Maps right now, it comes up. If you put Scott Mills Bridge, it's got an official thing and it actually says tourist attraction with 15 reviews already. So, hello, Chris Stark on the M3 at Fleet Services.
Hello, Scott.
Exciting,
isn't it?
I was told to cross over to you now, where one of the spectators who is eagerly awaiting the opening of the bridge is there to speak with you.
Yes, we are meant to be talking to a spectator right now, but there are none. So, I don't think we can really do that unless I ask.
I just got passed a note saying that you were there with one of the spectators.
No. Someone asked us what the arch was all about. That might be where the confusion lies. But I can't count them as a spectator.
Okay, well, I'm sure more people will turn up when the curtains are going to be
open. I wouldn't be sure, Scott. We're half an hour into the show already, aren't we?
Well, yeah, but it's fine. And what time are we opening the curtains of the plaque? 3 o'clock?
I think we're going to throw the curtains wide at around 3:10. 3 o'clock, maybe? 3:10, that kind of time. People are sniffing around your arch.
Yeah, but probably don't know what it is.
But they don't know what it's here for. I mean, I think it is mad that you're having this bridge named after you. Mm. And I think it's an incredible event. But I'm not sure other people agree.
Someone says, this is awesome. Is this a BBC joke or do you actually have a bridge? Yes, I have a bridge. Gabrielle Aplin has been tweeting this morning going, that's not fair. I used to work at Lee Delamere Services, which, of course, as we all know, is on the M4. Why haven't I got a bridge? She's just a bit jealous, to be honest.
I mean, I'm sitting in a chair just staring straight at the bottom of the steps of the bridge, so I can see everyone who's kind of travelling across it.
Yeah.
There's not been loads so far.
No, but listen, how many people, can you tell me how many people pass through Fleet Services every year?
6 million people.
I mean, that's
Scott.
Ridiculous.
6 million people. So many people are going to see your bridge. It could do with a little clean-up, I'm not going to lie. But, you know, you can do that another time.
We should also mention why I've got a bridge in the first place. It's all down to you, really, Chris.
Yeah, well, I arranged this to happen for you because I thought it would be amazing for your name to live on and that you could have a legacy when maybe this all does finish, you know. Mm. The Scott Mills name will live on. Luckily, the services here were up for it.
Yeah.
And we're now in this situation where we're going to be unveiling your bridge.
It's one of those things that we do on the show that's slightly escalated more than we thought it would.
Yes, but if you want to join in the excitement, hashtag Scott's Big Opening, which a lot of people are enjoying.
Yeah, they
are. On Twitter and Instagram.
Billy says, this is actually going to go down in history. 20 years from now, I'll be driving past that bridge and my kids will ask, who's Scott Mills? And I'll be able to tell them the whole story and feel honoured that I listened to the whole thing happening live on Radio 1 that day. Absolutely, damn right.
I'm going to write a banging speech for the actual opening itself. Don't worry about that, Scott. I've got it all covered.
Can I see it before, please?
There's no point. There's no point.
I'm just concerned that you're doing a speech on my behalf or I haven't actually had time to check it.
I'll tell you what I've gone for as a brief. I've gone epic. This is going to be one of the greatest speeches of all time.
Okay, I'll speak to you in a bit.
Get involved. Hashtag Scott's Big Opening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we're going straight back to Fleet Services now, who have kindly changed the name of their bridge on the M3 to my name very soon. In less than 2 hours, it'll be called and be named the Scott Mills Bridge forever. Hello, Chris Stark.
Hello, Scott. Do you know what? Excitement is building here. There are people sort of sniffing around your bridge and arch. And and do you know what? It just feels like people are hearing this on the radio. People are intrigued. A lot of people are turning up at the service station now to just come and have a look and see what everyone's talking about.
Stuart from Spalding says, I think this may be the best thing of 2016, your bridge opening, so I would like to press my best thing of 2016 button. I'll do that for you in a moment, Stuart. We've got Sam from Kessel who says, congratulations on the new bridge, Scott. I feel so ashamed I can't be there to see it because I'm working today. But I bet everyone, especially Chris, is so jealous that you have a bridge in the name of yourself. And now you've got a spectator there with you, Chris.
Yeah, I have. Orla is here. Orla, say hello to Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Orla. So how old are you and where are you from?
I'm 20 from London.
Okay. And you're on the way back to London now?
Yeah, from Falmouth. I go there for university.
Thanks so much for stopping off at my bridge and having a nose round.
Oh, so great. Glad to be here.
What's your favourite part of my bridge, would you say?
I'm going to have to say the plaque. I really like the plaque with, like, your signature on it. Mm. It's great.
Well, you shouldn't have seen that yet, Orla, because there are curtains currently covering it.
Well,
A few people have taken it upon themselves to just have a sneak peek through the curtains.
OK, well, can we not cordon off that area, please? Can you get that sorted?
Do you know what? I can have that done. Tracy, can we cordon off around Scott's plaque area,
I don't
area,
want
please?
People spoiling the surprise by going and, like, seeing what's behind the curtains.
Yeah, we're worried the surprise is being spoiled. Can we red rope it around? We're trying to get hold
Thanks,
of a red
Tracy.
Rope for
Thank
you, Scott.
Thank you. And Orla, how long are you going to be staying for? Are you going to be there for the big opening at 3:10 when the curtains are thrown wide?
I'm afraid I can't. I've got to get back for my sister's 17th birthday party.
All right, brilliant. Okay, right, and where is that? In London?
In London, yeah, at home.
Okay.
You're not even staying?
I can't. I'm sorry.
Well, what's the... sorry about this, Scott.
It's, okay, can you find someone that is actually staying for the opening?
I don't know if anyone is.
All right, I'll come back to you soon.
All right.
Okay.
Get involved. Hashtag Scott's Big Opening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie in Colchester says, I hope the crowd picks up for Scott's opening today. Use the hashtag online as well. Hashtag Scott's Big Opening. This is an important piece of history I'm listening to today, says David from Leeds. Is there an entrance fee to get into your bridge, Mark? No, not at the moment. Might change that. And someone says, 47 reviews for your bridge now, Scott, online. Mostly 5-star as well. So there's not a huge amount to do at a service station, and Chris is there for 3 hours at Fleet Services on the M3. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just in the woods next to where all the lorries are, the infamous woods of Fleet.
Oh, I've been to those woods.
So have I, a few times. It's lovely because you'd never know you're next to a motorway.
I know. It's like a forest in there.
It is. Yeah, yeah. It has got forest vibes about it. But right next to where all the food is, there's loads of trees. And when you make your way through the trees and the bushes, yes, you come across all these lorries all parked up.
I know. And those will be truckers.
Yeah.
Truckers love this show. They're always getting in touch. So what's the idea to involve them this afternoon, Chris?
OK, well, there's a lot of truckers coming and going here in this bit of Fleet Services, so I thought we could do a quick horn dash, if you're keen.
And what's that, then?
It's a simple game, really. I'm going to run around, because there's loads and loads of these lorries here, and I'm just going to try and get as many as I can to blow the horn.
OK.
OK?
Yeah.
It's a simple game, and it's probably a quick game, but I'm up for it.
How are you going to get these men to blow their horns?
I'm just going to give them the universal signal that you would do towards one of these lorries to do the horn.
What signal's that?
You know, the arm up in the air and sort of, do the horn, do the horn. That, you know that sign?
Almost like a 90s boy band air grab.
Yes, yes, like that. We're going to have to go now, though, Scott, because
right,
there's lots of them suddenly started leaving.
So it's,
I don't know if they're aware of the horn dash.
So it's fist in the air and then pull it down.
Yes.
Okay, Chris, you've got 90 seconds, all right?
OK, I'm ready.
Fleet Services horn dash, go!
Let's go! Come on, then. Hey, do the horn! That's one. I'm just doing the arm. Yes!
Keep doing the arm, keep doing the arm.
This way. How do we get round here? One sec, there's one round here.
Do the side.
Yes! People are very accommodating.
Oh, there's one of that.
There's one. Just doing the arm thing at him. Yes!
Yeah. Oh, another one! Whoa.
There's another one there.
Oh, wow.
Horn that. Hey! Loads of them are
going
there. Yes! Yes, I'm not even having to do the arm
this
thing
is amazing
anymore. I'm just running past them. It's glorious. Do the horn! Hey! Do the horn! Hey! Do the horn! Horn! Hey!
Oh, he's listening to how out of breath he is. Horn, he needs to get to the gym.
Anyone else?
Listen to your little feet.
Do the horn! 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 Horn!
Now you're begging it.
I think I can get one more.
Time's running out, Chris. Come on. Nearly at a minute.
Horn.
Oh! Hey. Time's up. Oh. Well done.
That was frantic.
That was incredible.
That was, at one point it was glorious, Scott. I was just running in front of them without having to even do the hand movement. And it was just like horns everywhere.
I know. What a celebration of my bridge opening today.
Yeah, that was good fun.
Truckers
that.
And their horns.
They could make that an Olympic sport, you know. The horn dash.
100 metres. Chris, you managed 15 in 90 seconds.
Oh, wow. That's big.
That must be some kind of record. If anyone from Guinness is listening, has anyone tried to do this horn dash before? 15 in 90 seconds. I'd be surprised if anyone's done that.
I'm almost looking forward to coming back to Fleet another time to take on. I don't think that can be beaten very easily.
Chris, go and have a little, sit down or something and a cup of tea.
Yeah, I'm going to go do that now.
All right.
Cheers, Scott.
Back to you soon.
I'm going to have to go back through the woods.
That's all right. Just take some time to relax and renew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheers, mate.
Remember, use the hashtag Scott's Big Opening. My bridge is opening on the M3 at Fleet today.
The Scott Mills Bridge Opening Ceremony, live.
I'm Scott Mills. Today, they're naming a bridge after me at Fleet Services on the M3. It's the walkway that goes over the motorway, the M3, in Hampshire. I'm so excited. 3:10, the curtains will be opened on the plaque. Chris, what's the latest?
Well, it's definitely picking up here, Scott. There's a fair few people that have now sort of made their way to the balloon arch, which sort of, I don't know how you describe it, sort of frames the entrance to the bridge, which will soon be opened by the unveiling of a plaque with your name on. That's currently hidden by curtains, and due to demand, actually, we've had to place a member of security in front of it.
What, so it now has security, the plaque?
The problem was people were sniffing around the curtains, and that wasn't... It just wasn't working. So we've had to put a member of security there to kind of keep everyone away.
Someone's just pointed out something extra amazing about the Scott Mills Bridge, and that is that it's really near Basingstoke, Amazingstoke. It is actually not very far away from that. And then you've got a whole other host of amenities there, haven't you? Natalie says, I wasn't expecting this to happen, but I love Scott's big opening. One more place on my to-visit list. The reviews on Google are brilliant, by the way. Thank you. Keep those coming in. Got to be missing your opening today, but I've ended up at Stafford Services. Where even is that? That's Tommy.
Hello.
Any celebrities yet?
Interesting one this, Scott, because we haven't really discussed this yet, but obviously celebrities do use the motorway. And I remember seeing an article not too long ago about Justin Bieber having to stop at a services. It does happen. Celebrities need a wee too. So, unbelievably, a man called Stephen Graham, who I didn't know the name of, but I recognised. He's like the main guy in This Is England. He's quite a famous actor.
He was also in the movie Snatch.
He was in the movie Snatch, exactly. He came past saying, what time's it happening? What time's it happening? He didn't want to hang around, but he's left. So this is an open invitation to any celebrities that might be using the M3 right now.
Yeah, because they would do. Some people would.
To call in and come and see the arch.
Come and get a coffee, have a wee, do what you want. Not on the bridge. I mean, there are toilets for that. And you know, just do what you want.
I make that clear as well, actually? There's no weeing allowed on the bridge.
No, absolutely
not.
Some
people seem to think that's allowed. It's really not.
Why would they think that's allowed?
I don't know.
Hey, listen, I've just seen on Twitter that the man that used to shout only the young? The man that used to shout only the young on X Factor.
Oh, he's not coming, is
he? He's on his way.
Of course he is.
Him.
okay, good.
Are you ready to do a bit of bumbleo?
Yeah, so there's a load of people around. It's going to be awkward here because no one can hear bumbleo, but they've all assured me they're going to get involved in this. So shall we just give it a go?
Okay, let's give it a go, and you can text in as normal for your bumbleo shouts on 81199. It's midway through the week, so we like to celebrate and have a bit of a dance all over the UK with the help of the Gypsy Kings. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado, ven, 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 ven.
Do the horn! 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 Horn!
Now you're begging it.
I think I can get one more.
Time's running out, Chris. Come on. Nearly at a minute.
Horn!
Oh! Hey.
http://www.bbcnc.org.uk/bbctv/radio1/p/tong/index.html.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit, and I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
It's just a potato, darling.
And right after graduation, I got a pet in a sitcom, a situational comedy.
That's the badger. Come on, where are you? Tom in Sheffield is the first texter. This puts me in such a good mood every week, says Ashley from Hemel. Bumbleo my face off. That's Adele in her van in Keighley, so not the one that's on tour at the moment. Tom and John smashing it out in Cornwall. Callum and Danny so ready for a midweek bumbleo in Rotherham. Kane in Swansea bumbleoing, actually having a dance while waiting for his clothes in the laundrette. Hey. Let's make this bumbleo as big as Scott's big opening today, says Ed. Bumbleoing his pump off slurry tanking in Wiltshire. Over to Fleet Services. Chris, who have you got?
Right, guys, bumbleoing away. Who have we got here?
I'm Joey. I've come to Fleet Services to bumbleo my nut off today.
Yes, you have, sir. Who are you?
I'm Mick, and I've come all the way to Fleet Services for the unveiling of the bridge and Bumbleo Wednesday.
Yes, Mick, we love you. Who are you?
I'm Lynn, and I've come to Bumbleo.
Hello, Lynn. Oh, it's Lynn. It's actual Lynn.
Hello, Lynn.
Lynn.
Hi,
Lynn. Lynn. And who are you?
I'm Joe, and I'm bumbleoing right now.
Yeah!
Who are you? What a time to be alive. Oh. This is one of my favourite shows ever.
40 of those.
Nick in Bristol says, I'm having a dance. Good, that's the idea. Having a bumbleo while getting right behind Scott's big opening. That's Chris off of Hemel Hempstead. Yeah. Bumbleoing in St Albans while delivery shopping. That's Rory. Charlie in his tractor in Salisbury. Lou off of Preston. Will in his tractor spreading fertiliser in Norfolk. James and Deck bumbleoing in the sun. And Ed in Somerset bumbleoing his crutches off in Yeovil.
Blazing!
Yeah, boy! The Scott Mills Daily. I can tell you that I've just seen Radio 2 and Strictly's Jeremy Vine in the lift here at the BBC, and he is so jealous that I've got a bridge. Well, I want a bridge. Well, you've got to earn it, Jeremy. It's a long way south, but I'm going to have to make a pilgrimage. It's good that you've made a tourist attraction with facilities already included. That's from Ed in Leicester. Chris and the Hornblowers and Scott with his big opening has made one of the best shows ever today. That's from Pete on a farm in sunny Somerset. Sophie on the M3 says, I'm loving your arch and your bridge. I've just visited. I can't stay for the opening. Sophie, just to let you know, there are no tiny curtains covering the plaque on the north side of the services. Chris has let you down. Okay, I'll get that sorted. Okay, you know what it's time for now. It's time for bangers.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
And we can return to Fleet Services and my bridge on the M3.
It's absolutely buzzing here, Scott. As you can hear, the crowd are going mad for it. Scott's big opening here, live on the M3. I'm at Fleet Services on the southbound side.
Northbound side has no curtains, mate.
Yeah, well, there were curtains there. So someone's robbed the curtains on the north side, from what I can gather. That's news to me. I heard it from you. I'll go and investigate that once we've got bangers sorted.
Seriously, how low is it on the day of someone's bridge opening to steal the curtains?
Who does that?
What a dirty... Seriously.
Who does that? But it must be someone... more likely to be someone who lives close to the M3. So who do you suspect, Scott? Is it the town of Eastleigh? Is it someone from Basingstoke?
I'm saying Basingstoke every time.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Lauren says, I'm tempted to go up to Fleet Services just to see the bridge. Lauren, do it, please. Can we hear that little round of applause from the crowd again, please?
Yep. I mean, it's like they're watching golf.
Okay.
Anyway, right.
So there's a theme today on bangers, isn't there, Chris?
It is. The theme is that the songs that we choose have to come from a compilation album from Fleet Services.
Yes.
That shakes things up quite nicely, I think.
You know those CDs that you get, and they're always at the till when you're buying, like, your chewing gum and that. So I've gone for a track today that is on a CD available at Fleet, and it's Now 83. It's got a red cover with fireworks going off in the background. Where's your from?
I'm in front of a load of CDs at the moment. There's been a price crash. They're now only $2.49 each. But they include the album by Leon Jackson, Liberty X, JLS, Oh,
I can see why. I can see why they've been price crashed there.
Sugar base, but the price crash sticker does suggest that there's been a sudden price crash, as in this is a recent thing. Suddenly the Sugar Babes album's going to go a lot cheaper.
Right.
But I've chosen mine from a Heartbreakers compilation album, which is 40 of Radio's greatest feel-good favourites.
So mine's mine's on Now 83, yours is on Heartbreakers.
Yes.
All right, then.
All right.
Is that off of the radio station Heart?
Yes, I fear it might be.
Good,
yeah.
Excellent. Well done there, then. Right there. I'm going to speak to our caller who's going to decide. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
Good morning. Afternoon. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good.
Over the moon.
Over the moon. I literally am having the best time of my life today.
It can't get much better. Strictly, Countryfile, owns a bridge.
I know.
Little Curtains over the plaque.
Yeah, I don't own it, Jeremy, but it's on Google Maps.
As well.
Yeah, you see
you
it there in my
well.
Name. Whereabouts are you? Are you in Leicester, I see?
I am.
Okay, and what do you do?
I'm a telescope maker.
Are you actually?
I am.
Hot
sure.
job. Hot job right there.
Yeah. He's a telescope maker. Yeah. I'd love that, Scott.
I can hear. Okay.
Just keep clapping.
Stop clapping for no reason. unless it sounds like a bigger crowd, can we stop the clapping, Chris, now?
Do you think it sounds worse?
I just think it's making it sound a little bit low rent.
Low rent? Scott just called you low rent.
All right. Jeremy?
Yes?
When are you planning to visit the Scott Mills Bridge?
I was actually planning on coming up today on my day off, but, you know, it didn't happen. I'm sorry, Scott.
Okay,
you
couldn't be bothered, no?
Well, there is that, but might not save it for another day. Have a picnic, take the family, you know.
Okay.
Make a big day of it.
All right, so both of these are from compilation albums from the service station that we're talking about today. My banger is this from Now 83. It's Psy.
What about Gundam Star?
Come on. I do feel mostly responsible for this track being as big as it was in the United Kingdom. Me and Si used to hang out a lot back in those crazy days. He was always on this show. It's a lady. Record-breaking video, classic party song, and available on the CD Now 83. Psy, Gangnam Style. Chris, what have you got?
I've gone for an actual tune, Scott. It's Will.i.am and Cheryl Cole, Heartbreaker.
Oh,
yes.
From the album Heartbreakers.
Exactly. You've got to stop picking novelty records. This is an actual tune here from
rubbish.
Fleet Services, one of the albums available at Fleet Services. This isn't rubbish. What are you on about?
This is like... What were you thinking?
I was thinking...
I mean, it's not either of their best.
But
okay.
It was at a time where Cheryl was on top of her game.
Okay, Jeremy.
There's huge responsibility here. Choosing the banger
huge,
on the
mate.
Day of the opening of the bridge.
There is.
The next
Don't panda.
On me and it's an easy decision. No thought about it. It's got to be Chris. It's a huge tune. Get it
yes, the crowd going mad for that one, Jeremy. You've made the right
Stop
choice.
Stop clapping.
Well done, Jeremy.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, let me just get this right. On the day of my bridge opening, you're going for Chris's track
you
on bangers.
You can't let that sway the decision, Scott. It can't be done.
I
it's
agree.
Got to be fair.
I've completely forgotten
bridge.
About this song
Chris
even existed.
Okay,
so we
get
you
on
don't
with it?
You don't want Gangnam Style.
Absolutely not. We're not
trying
doing
to talk
this again,
Scott. Just get it playing. Let's go. Stop clapping. Someone says you are way off the mark if you think someone from Basingstoke took your curtains. More like Camberley. Let's not start throwing accusations around to different towns, please. But someone took them. What is this? Scott's been robbed. That's from Stephen. Andrew in Tatworth says, not Cheryl's best. I know. This record is rubbish, says Karen in Derby. Don't get me wrong. I love Cheryl Cole and I love Will.i.am. But that one, whew. Gangnam Style is the biggest banger in the world, says Jess in Sheffield. I know. You need to stop Chris right now, please. I can't believe he won that. Outrageous decision from Tomo in Dumfries. Gangnam Style is a tune of life. I know, I don't know what happened today. Madness.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And it's getting extremely near now. Let's go back to Fleet Services on the M3. Chris Stark.
Scott Mills. The excitement here, I mean, you can feel it in the air. Everyone's going mad for it. Do you know what? It's not long now. We're about, well, 15 minutes away from the big opening itself. Your curtains will be thrown wide and the plaque will be revealed. The bridge will be yours.
I've got this great text from Meg saying, "My hometown is Fleet. I'm so excited to see your bridge when I go home from uni this weekend. Listening to the unveiling of it in the library in Bristol at the moment and wishing I was home to see it firsthand. This is even more exciting than when Top Gear came to Fleet Services."
Whoa.
That's from Meg at Bristol Uni. Thanks for getting in touch, Meg. Scott's Big Opening is the hashtag. Hashtag Scott's Big Opening. It's been trending now for the last 20 minutes. Any celebrities yet, Chris?
No celebrities that I'm aware of. Is anyone here a celebrity? Oh, Pudsey's just turned up.
Why is he there? It's not Children in Need.
Pudsey's here. It's not Children in Need, no.
But Pudsey, nice to come.
It does seem right that Pudsey is here.
It does.
For a momentous day here at Fleet. You know what else has just happened, Scott?
Yes.
I'm going to put this picture up on, trying to do it as we talk, but I'm going to put it up on my Instagram, and then I'm going to put it up on Twitter, but you are going to love this. A pizza. Someone has just delivered me a pizza with your face on.
No way.
Yeah, this has happened.
Like when they used to go back to their hometowns on the X Factor final in about 2007.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Where you'd see like a pizza with Stacey Solomon's face on.
Yes, and do you know what's incredible? It looks exactly like you. They've even gone to the effort of showing your teeth on there, which is clearly your prominent feature.
Oh, hang on.
According to this pizza.
Someone's just sent me a photo of the pizza. Please put this online, Chris.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Oh, look at the ham for nose and the teeth there with pepperoni. It looks just like me. That's incredible. Right. Thanks for the pizza, guys.
It's up on my Instagram. But, mate, you know what? There's a crowd gathering. People are excited. This is actually happening. What a day to be alive.
And are any of the other outlets and facilities at Fleet getting involved with this momentous occasion?
Well, never one to miss a trick. The coffee shop that rhymes with Warbucks has come out with a load of freebies for everyone.
Wow.
They see an opportunity, Scott.
Absolutely. All right, we'll come back to you in 10 minutes. The curtains will be open on the plaque on the Scott Mills Bridge.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now. From the civil parish in the Heart District of Hampshire, this is the Scott Mills Bridge Opening Ceremony, live from Fleet Services on the M3. Get involved. Hashtag Scott's Big Opening.
Sadly, I couldn't be there today at Fleet because I've got to do my radio show, but I will be visiting this weekend. Klaus is enjoying the show from Germany. Kaylee says, "This is such a midweek treat. Hashtag Scott's Big Opening." Lots of comments on the pizza, which looks like my face, which they've just brought out at Fleet Services to celebrate this day. It's the big moment. It's arrived. The walkway, which connects two sides of Fleet Services on the M3 and goes over the motorway, is about to be named after me. Let's head back to Chris Stark. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Scott. Wow, what a time to be alive. I am by your bridge. Well, you're soon to be your bridge. And there's a decent crowd here. Decent crowd's actually turned up for this. Thank you. Small applause there. And I'm joined by Rod, who is actually the CEO of Welcome Break. Yeah, he's like the boss man of the services.
I'm extremely nervous. Extremely nervous.
Well, obviously, welcome everyone to a...
Sorry, Rod. Scott, are we ready to go?
I'm ready.
Shot the gun there.
Is that
the phrase?
It did. Yeah, he did. But it's fine. Okay, I'll give you a little countdown for Rod.
Sorry, Rod. We've already gone wrong there.
And no, it's fine. Just pretend it didn't happen. Gloss over it. Be professional.
Yep.
Okay, we're about to open the curtains on the plaque at the Scott Mills Bridge. Over to Rod, the CEO.
Rod, go.
Well, welcome everyone to Welcome Break Fleet Services. A very proud and exciting moment for us all here. And you can see by the crowd, it's pretty amazing. Really exciting day. So without any further ado, I'd like to hand over to Chris, because obviously great moment for us to get the Scott Mills Bridge named. Chris.
Thanks, Rod. 2016 has been a great year for Scott Mills. In his short time on Earth, Scott has blessed us all with his life. Born on the 28th of March 1994, son of a railway family, his statue stands firm for all to see as they pass through the Hampshire town of Eastleigh. Just as Scott bridges the gap between Nick Grimshaw and Greg James on Radio 1, now he will connect the two sides of this remarkable service station. I want you to take a moment, and I want you to look each other in the eyes. I want you to put each other in your hearts forever, because forever's about to happen here in just a few minutes. The Great Pyramid of Giza, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, the Statue of Zeus at Olympia, the Temple of Artemis at Ephesus, the Mausoleum at Halicarnassus, the Colossus of Rhodes, the Lighthouse of Alexandria. Today we see an eighth wonder added to this list that will remain for eternity, the Scott Mills Bridge. I'm pleased to say millions of people will have the pleasure of experiencing Scott Mills Bridge. Whether you gently drive underneath Scott or courageously go through him. Walk with me a while as we traverse the Scott Mills Bridge. Hand in hand, if you will. Step lightly. Step gaily. Savour each and every moment. This day will go down in Fleet history, etched in the annals of time. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Scott Mills Bridge. Rod, the curtains.
The Scott Mills Bridge.
Are the curtains open?
The curtains are open, Scott. The bridge is yours.
I don't know what to say.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I am quite overwhelmed right now. Rob the curtains was my favourite bit from Graham in South London. Who cares about everything else in the world? This is the greatest thing to ever happen. Coupled with the beauty of that speech, that's from Aaron in Ipswich. What a speech, says James off of Milton Keynes. Unfortunately, I'm too far from Fleet to get there on time. But Chris should open absolutely everything. What a speech. I know, I'm so proud of that boy.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I think we can go back to Chris now, the Fleet Services. Chris, have you recovered from the speech there?
Yeah, it's a strange feeling here. It's a sort of come down after the big reveal. It was an interesting one. The curtains were obviously put wide on your plaque, and then a few people have been having photos with the plaque.
Excellent.
And now people are sort of just trickling away. I don't know what we do from here, really.
I know. I mean, the bridge is open. It's on Google there. And, well, I think that this should be replayed, that speech, maybe tomorrow with Nick Grimshaw, possibly today with Greg James, because it was epic. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, mate. I'm going to go and take a wander up into the bridge and get emotional.
Yeah, I would. If someone says it's okay to cry, Scott, I'm going to hold it until four. I've just had a thought, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when I did that awful prank on you involving Jennifer Aniston and she was in on it and she was horrible to you because I told her to be?
That was one of the worst moments of my life when I thought I'd upset her.
You... me and her were in that together. You said always that you'd get me back. Can I just ask, is this a massive joke?
Oh, wait. No, this is definitely happening.
It's crossed my mind that this would be the ideal way to get me back.
I am going to get you back for the Jennifer Aniston thing, but I've got bigger plans for that.
So it is still my bridge and it's all happening?
The bridge is all yours, mate. Honestly. It sounds like a joke, it sounds like it's made up, but I'm standing by it.
Yeah.
And there is a plaque on the, you know, sort of the next to the walkway with it. Now, it's actually happening.
Thanks for the reassurance. I just wanted to check.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Scott.
My name is No.
No, my sign is No. No. My number is no. No.
You need to let it go. You need to let it go. I want you to do your own version.
I should.
Radio! Oh, what's he doing there?
I thought it was.
Radio! Why is only the young man
this
there?
This isn't going to be annoying.
Can you
hoo
him immediately?
In all seriousness, is it worth. Do you mind just stopping for a minute? Is that all right?
Why is he there? Is he not busy with only the young somewhere?
It's fine. It's fine.
That's weird. The only celebrity to turn up is Shouty Man from X Factor 2013.
Yeah, it's true. We did offer an open invite for any celebrities to come along, and Shouty Man is probably the only... Well, no, there was the guy from This Is England earlier.
Yeah.
But he didn't hang around. At least Shouty Man sort of stuck with it.
Think about it. 6 million people... I can hear car horns. 6 million people will travel over my bridge at some point.
Yeah.
And some of those people will be celebrities. Chris is at Fleet Services on the M3, the location of the new Scott Mills Bridge. Are you ready to play Real or No Real with me, please?
Yeah, I'm ready. Me for you, yeah?
Yeah, that's it. Here we go.
A select flock of pigeons in London have been given mini backpacks to deliver small items across the capital.
Whoa.
Lovely idea.
So imagine if, you know, like normally you make curry or something if you're in a company, like, you know, like important documents or things that maybe have been misplaced, you know, you send like a courier to get it. Instead, what they've done is they've given a few pigeons, like not the stupid ones, the intelligent ones, and they've been given like mini backpacks to deliver small items around the capital.
Yeah, but what I don't understand about this is if it's small enough that a pigeon can carry it, you could probably just post it. And a pigeon's going to be a very expensive way of doing it.
Yes.
Although I suppose if you lose your keys or you forget your keys and you need to get your keys off someone, that's where it would be useful, wouldn't
it? That's what I mean. Like, posting it, fine. But let's say I've left my keys somewhere. I'm like, oh, I can't get to the area of London. I know. I'll get them couriered. Instead, get a pigeon on it. I think this is a great idea.
It's a great idea. Everything about it makes me think it's no real.
But how do you know they're going to get there? How do you, like, which pigeon do you trust? Because I trust a courier. He's going to turn up in a car or a bike. How do I know that I'm ever going to get my keys back if it's
Mate,
a pigeon?
The right pigeon is more trustworthy than a courier. Seriously. Pigeons can be trained to fly anywhere.
No.
Speak to any pigeon fancier. Do we have a pigeon fancier at Radio 1? I'm sure we do.
Matt Emerson.
It's Matt Edmondson or Mr. Jam. I can't remember which one.
One of those, isn't it?
But they'll tell you that you can train a pigeon to go and come back. So why not train them to deliver? I think it's a brilliant idea. I'm going to go real on this one, Scott.
I'm going to say no real because I don't trust pigeons.
That one is no real.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
But a flock of pigeons in London have been given mini backpacks. Like little satchels there on their back. And they're designed to measure levels of pollution, but not deliver small items.
That's strange. I'm going to keep the scores, by the way. I've got a pen.
Okay, and next.
Right. This year, the flower beard is set to be the latest fashion trend for hairy men.
So if you've got a beard, if you are like a hipster type, now you will be also putting flowers in it.
Why haven't you ever gone full hipster? Why don't you grow a beard, like a full-on beard? Not a small beard, a big beard.
I have never been a hipster, Chris. You know that.
No, but it could be a new kind of, I don't know, design for you, couldn't it?
But you
full
know,
beard.
You know, like, cool people on Radio 1, they come and go.
Yeah.
Because they're cool one minute.
Yeah, that's
and
so true.
And not cool the next. My
that's
mantra,
so true.
And the reason I've been here so long, is if you're never cool... You'll never be uncle.
That's so true. I mean, I'd love to see what you'd look like with a beard. There's so many people who are good with Photoshop. But, like, not just put it in paint and do a load of circles over it. There are people who are really good at Photoshop. I'd love to see what you would look like with a full-on beard.
It's true, though. I've been the uncoolest person at Radio 1 for years, but I'm still here.
You're still there, mate. That's the difference.
That's because I was never cool, so therefore I can't be out of cool. Do you get me?
Yeah, mate, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're king of that place now.
Got a bridge. But is flower beards a thing, or going to be a thing, in places like Shoreditch in London, yeah? Where, like, everyone's got a beard.
Mate, it's just the new vajazzle, isn't it? I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real also, actually.
This year...
Yes. Oh, no. Okay.
Sorry.
That one is real.
Thank you, Christopher Smith. Yes, it is the latest fashionable way to celebrate spring. What you do is just gently place a flower in your thick and lustrous beard, and you are bang on trend, my friend.
Nice.
And finally today on Real or No Real.
Queen of Pop Madonna asked Rita Ora to kneel before her when they first met.
I might need to kneel.
Let's start doing this, Scott. You could get away with this. I'm telling you, if you walk through the Radio 1 office, we should do this as a test. See how many people would kneel before you if asked.
This is a brilliant text that's just come in. Why does Chris and Scott sound like they're stood on the side of a motorway? It's because Chris is actually at a motorway.
I am.
The whole show's been about it today. It's the Scott Mills Bridge at the M3 Services Fleet. I imagine that Madonna would do this to pop stars who she would imagine to be lesser than her.
Oh, you think that's the situation, do you?
Yeah.
Kneel before me, Aura.
Yeah, that kind of thing. So yeah. imagine Rita Ora on her knees in front of Madonna.
Yes. Yes, sure.
Yeah.
So I'm...
Think about it.
I can totally imagine this. So
I can
gonna
as well.
I'm going to say real.
Sorry, just imagining it. I'm also going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes, it's true. Rita, how ridiculous. Rita Ora told Glamour magazine that Madonna is followed by her own lighting rig. And when they first met, she was asked to kneel down as the lighting was better at that angle. Own lighting rig is a game changer.
Yeah, man.
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
It's such a good day for you, Scott, because I only got 20, but you got 30 and therefore win.
That's good, apart from I didn't win bangers because that...
Oh, that's true.
That bloke was on and then just chose the wrong song.
Oh, there's always an excuse with you. Stop picking novelty songs like you do. Start taking it seriously.
Bridge opening, done. We're back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.